Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 6 with verses 16 through 18. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that, although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. Amen. We become obedient slaves when we practice the Word of God daily, searching the Scriptures for passion, patience, and purpose to save souls by our prayer life, active or warrior room surrounded to proclaim the beauty of living redeemed. What I share in brevity daily is the love, faith, and hope of His eyewitnessed testimony of dying and rising for me and you. Sins forgiven, we are free to give without want, to share without being repaid, giving without expected payment, finding piety, His way of living, followed, seeing such joy that only God can implore where devastation was once adored. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, as we pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we'd pray for, and we pray for those who are dying today, Lord. We ask that you give them peace and lift them up in your arms of relief. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name my poem comes from the study of Romans 6. We're in verses 16 through 18 this morning. It's a one stanza poem. It's titled, Entrusting Hearts, Sin Freed, the Righteousness Grin. Slaves obedient to righteousness or sin, death from sin or righteousness begin. Obedience is the only way to win. Entrusting hearts, sin freed, the righteousness grin. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 23rd, 2021. Recording this morning at 6:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast, we do a little impromptu work each day. We just kind of focus on what's going on in the world and what many might have to say. Well, the world is filled with anger because Jesus isn't their way to pray. Practice what we preach, and we will come to find peace along our day. And that's the beauty of knowing Jesus. He forgives your sin and He gives you that safe feeling no matter what the consequences are in Him to obey. Redemption, my friends, that is what you should be doing each day. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We're going to be closing here in just a few moments. And the name of Jesus, as we say, have an awesome day in the Lord, my good friends John and Marie. And we'll just close with some piano with Shane Everett. In the name of Jesus. So, closing at 6:09. Awaken our souls, Jesus, as we live for you and your purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.